Yes, hi, good morning and welcome to Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is the AM edition for the 18th of October 2014. My name is Jamil Four and we are welcoming you live from London. Believe it or not, the spirit of Biafra cannot be quenched. The spirit that propels Biafra Restoration Project cannot be quenched or stopped by any human being born of flesh. And the quest for the restoration of Biafra is a convoluted and complex route. And by the grace of God, we will navigate all nooks and crannies. And we are marching ahead. What is needed is unity of purpose and unity around the truth. That truth is freedom, and that freedom is Biafra. There is only one indigenous broadcaster truly and genuinely championing the cause for the restoration of Biafra. That is RBL, popularly known as Radio Biafra. There is nobody that can stop this. Radio Biafra is the first and the last. We said this with some degree of certainty, with absolute certainty, with conviction. Because before Radio Biafra, before us, there was nobody like us. And after us, there will not be anybody or anything like us. Mark it somewhere. Simply because we are unique in our approach and the way we do things. It is not said by my very self. This is a project ordained by God. And no human being can stop it. As you can see, a lot of opposition against people's project, against God's own ordained project, are crumbling, and they will continue to. They have tried, they failed, they will continue to fail, and we are marching on. This is Radio Biafra, this is the AM edition. We are reaching for London once more. My name is Richard Mafour. If you want to listen to this program, as always, we have our website. The main website remains www.radiobiafra.co. And if anything fails, just in case you can't get through via this particular platform, we have alternative websites, which are www.biafrarestoration.com, www.biafravoice.com, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or www.peopleofbiafra.org. We also have www.ipob.org. We have www.biafratelevision.co. And we are also on satellite. For those on Amos 5 satellite, please turn your dish towards 17 degrees east. We are also visible on DASAT. For those who are using DASAT and other satellite platforms, please search for or scan for Radio Biafra under Radio Satellite category, and you will be live on this program. We are also on TuneIn. TuneIn remains the most popular platform for the collection of all serious and effective radio stations across the world. Radio Biafra is there. Radio Biafra is among them. Go to TuneIn.com and download the app. on your device, or simply go to the website and search for Radio Biafra, and you will be on to this program. We are also on Shoutcast, and the most popular platform to which you can get Radio Biafra remains www.radioforest.net, www.radioforest.net. If you go there, you will be able to search for and listen to Radio Biafra. This is your platform. To you all indigenous citizens of Biafra, to you all genuine citizens of Biafra, serving Biafra in truth and honesty, to you all men and women of goodwill, to everybody, every human on this planet Earth, but with special reference to indigenous people of Biafra who are currently being put on edge at the in the contraption called Nigeria, and whose economic interests have been targeted and maimed, whose political rights have been trampled upon, who are politically disenfranchised in the country that they are supposed to call their own. Those who have been bombed, who have been targeted in their places of worship. This program is for you. This platform is for you. To you all who are on edge, the people of Biafra. This is another news hour. This is your platform. Unequivocally, we are welcoming you once more from wherever you are on this planet Earth. It is time once again to deliberate on the issues affecting the lives of ordinary citizens of Biafra in the contraption called Nigeria and elsewhere. And to contribute to this program, if you so wish, because it is about choice. If you wish to contribute, please call +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411, or call +447 440 5315 83, +447 440 5315 83. These are two channels. Phone channels through which you can get Radio Biafra live this morning. We are also on Skype. Our Skype line for this morning remains Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra, and you put the number 1 in front of it. You put the number 1 in front of it, and you will be able to join the interactive session. Once more, this is the AM edition of the Radio Biafra Live broadcast, and we are reaching from London unequivocally. We are the people of Biafra, and let anybody come and prove otherwise. The case for Biafra restoration is overwhelming, is compelling, that no enemy can stand in front of it to constitute an obstacle. They are always running away, and they are always coming through the back door. They have contracted a number of people within the wider Biafra family to try to see if they can stop this particular project ordained by God, the quest for the restoration of Biafra. And they are seeing a lot of challenges. They are recognizing that it is not business as usual. Let those who are continuing to gossip continue while we continue to do the work. But there will be a lot of surprises in the next few days and weeks ahead. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Richard Mefo once more. And welcome back. This is still Radio Biafra Live broadcasting the news. We will, of course, be looking into the issue that that are affecting the quest for the restoration of Biafra, people who are giving to, who have given into the overbloated self-importance, people who think that without them, Biafra restoration project cannot stand. People should remember that we are all activists, and it is as a result of the need to allow people to do their work, to have division of labor, that we do things the way we do it. I myself am an activist. I myself am an activist, and my record is there. There is no need blowing trumpet. People who think that without them IPOB cannot stand, people who think that without them Radio Biafra cannot perform, you are in for a shocker, because before you we were, and it is on record. This is the AM edition for the Radio Biafra live broadcast, where we'll be going into reading some news headlines. Of course, some of these news do not necessarily anchor directly on Biafra Restoration Project, but they have the capability of influencing what we are doing, and they are also affecting directly or indirectly the lives of ordinary citizens of Biafra in the contraption called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra News Hour, and we are reporting here that our model, who is credited as Boko Haram broker, is mostly likely to be an impostor. This is according to the news platform PM News. We do not know yet, but this is the situation at the moment. The Nigerian government has embraced Boko Haram, and they have purportedly reached a truce after killing and maiming innocent citizens of different ethnic nationalities that are lumped together in that contraption called Nigeria, especially Biafrans. They are now going for truce because election is around the corner. Electioneering campaign is around the corner, and the arch rivals are coming together to pitch against the people of God once more. Buhari, the sponsor of Boko Haram, has given order, and Boko Haram is about to cease fire. And the Nigerian government, which of course has some of its principal officers or officials in Boko Haram, sponsoring Boko Haram by proxy, is also negotiating with Boko Haram. Whether this is true or not, they are deceiving themselves. What we are trying to say here is that all the indigenous citizens of Biafra living in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria outside Biafra land and its environs must continue to advise themselves accordingly, with respect to the fact that your safety is not guaranteed anywhere other than Biafra land, and that all these things they are doing is playing politics with your life. You must resort to self-help. You must join or identify with the quest for the restoration of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, and the truth is laid bare on this platform, whether anybody likes it or not. We are also reporting that Niger Delta groups have accused Shell of unfair practices and threatens action.
For the poor, I've been respected with no violation. All the problem in the world. Because justice is not aborted and it's carried. People are afraid of speaking.
And we are also reporting that the most notorious war criminal on this planet Earth ever to live, General Yakubu Gowon, has continued to maintain that Nigeria's unity is not negotiable. And this is on the occasion of his 80th birthday. And as you can see, Nemesis is catching up with the criminal himself. There is no way he will have peace on this planet Earth. He is still and remains a war criminal who is reputed for massacring more than 3.5 million Biafrans in cold blood. And the world has looked the other way, and British government has continued to support this man. But you know, nature abhors vacuum, and what goes up must come down. He is today speaking with both sides of his mouth. This is Radio Biafra. And we are also reporting that, with reference to Boko Haram, the UK generals and others have sought military support for the zoo called Nigeria. And with respect to the 2015 purported presidential election of the zoo, the Niger Delta youths are to pick 22 million naira farms for Jonathan. And we are also reporting that, according to Kumasi, former Inspector General of Police and Chairman Arewa Consultative Forum, what are the terms of reference for the ceasefire for Boko Haram? These are sponsors of Boko Haram asking the government of the zoo called Nigeria, what are the terms of reference between itself and Boko Haram? And with reference to the mutiny of soldiers, the Nigerian Army authorities have placed soldiers involved on half salary. We are also reporting that Stephen Davis, the Australian negotiator, has raised alarm over the arrest of Shehiru, who is Shehiru volunteers by Directorate of State Security, that is the SSS, former SSS. Dr. Stephen Davis has raised alarm over the arrest of Shehiru volunteers by the Directorate of State Security. This is, and these are some of the news headlines. We will be attempting to read them in details. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. Once more, my name is Uchemi Fo. Thank you. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is the AM edition. On Echo Vocal, we are reaching from London. And we maintain on this platform that meritocracy is the order of the day. We do not favor mediocrity. If you cannot do a work, better chicken out and allow those who want to do or who are able to do the work to do it. If you also know that you can do it, step forward and do it credibly, and of course have your place in history. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we will go into reading the news headlines in details right now, and after that, of course, our line will be open, and those who want to make calls and who want to say anything will be able to do so. Otherwise, this program continues, because this is a different kind of program. We are reporting, as always, as we have said before, that there is an indication that the man whom Nigeria's military and presidency officials agreed a truce over, the regional insurgency in the northeast of the country, may be an imposter who may not have any connection with Abubakar Shekau, the Boko Haram leader. According to PM News and Independent Platform, multiple analysts have already cast doubt on the credibility of the ceasefire agreed with Nigeria, with skepticism about the identity of the purported Boko Haram envoy who allegedly represented the Islamists at recent talks in neighboring Chad, agency reports. The VOA had reported that the talks was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and quoted Amadu as saying Chadian and Cameroonian officials were involved. Various sources with intimate knowledge of the insurgent group said the envoy, Danladi Amadu, had no connection to Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau. In 6 weeks today, that was just today, Ahmad Salkida, the Nigerian journalist, now on retreat in the United Arab Emirates and with proven contact with the leadership of Boko Haram, dented the credibility of the ceasefire and appeared to suggest that Nigeria may have been hoodwinked by the broker. He tweeted as follows, "I guess Nigerians are tired, and as such, any news that offers respite on this protracted war between Nigeria and Boko Haram is always welcome. Sadly, anybody that demists such news, such good news, becomes Nigeria's enemy. But the leadership of Boko Haram are said to be miffed that the nation of the profile and magnitude of Nigeria, with high level of intelligent people, is being easily encased in deceit, and nobody seems to be asking tough questions. What is most worrying here is that the government at the highest level and the intelligence formations in Nigeria has embraced this good news. This shows lack of understanding of the reality that this is an ideology that can only be neutralized after long hard work that is yet to start. It also appears that government is more interested in shadows and bubbles than in substance and clear-headed engagement with Boko Haram ideology," Salkida concluded. The last time Salkida fought Nigeria's military was over the purported death of Abubakar Shekau, said to have been killed in the battle for Kotunga. Salkida insisted that the man was alive, but military spokesman said he was dead. Some few days after, Shekau appeared in a new video and announced he was alive. Nigeria had been fooled before with such Boko Haram ceasefire, only for the sect to erupt with more deadly attacks on Nigerian targets. In July 2013, one Imam Muhammad Marwana, who claimed to represent Boko Haram, gleefully announced a ceasefire agreement with Boko Haram on the Hausa service of Radio France International, where the agreement was unveiled. Marwana not only sought Nigerians for forgiveness for the sect's past murderous activities, he absolved the sect from the attack on government secondary school Maudo Yobe State. Described as an influential Boko Haram member, Marwana said, We are seeking forgiveness from the people over the number of people killed in the country. I appeal to those who lost their loved ones to our activities to forgive us, and on our side, we have forgiven all those who have committed atrocities against us. I want to state categorically and clearly that we have no hands in the unfortunate attack on the secondary school, government secondary school, Mamudo, Yobe State. The so-called agreement came exactly 82 days after the federal government raised a 25-man committee to work out modalities for granting the amnesty to the sect. The agreement was signed on behalf of the Jonathan government by Minister of Special Duties and Chairman of the Peace and Dialogue Committee in the North, Alhaji Tanimu Turaki. It was the eve of Ramadan and Nigerians wanted peace. I cannot continue with this. It is a long one, a long report. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is the AM edition for the 18th of October And we are also reporting that some Niger Delta groups have raised alarm that peace may once more become elusive in the area unless the federal government moved in to check plots to shunt their people out of oil businesses. In an open letter to President Goodluck Jonathan, the group said that Shell Petroleum Development Company had engineered a means of blocking there are people from concessions in the oil and gas business by insisting they would only deal with those that had done business with them, whereas the region had been denied such opportunities. We are compelled to make this urgent call as to absolve ourselves from the long arms of prosperity which shall constantly haunt our conscience. Should we stay indifferent in the face of gruesome injustice against Niger Delta land and people? Sir, we have been patient for many years watching and hoping that you have addressed the injustice which former President Olusegun Obasanjo meted on the entire people of Nigeria, especially targeting the people of Niger Delta. When, on assumption of office, he sold off the 130 oil concessions in such a questionable manner and to the detriment of the Niger Deltans, as no single Niger Deltan was allowed to take part in the process, talkless of benefiting except for Northerners and his kinsmen in the West, who were favored to the total exclusion of persons and entities from the Niger Delta region. This evil multinational, which is known for its horrendous acts around the world, has decided to exclude persons and all entities of Niger Delta in the scale of their equity, saying only companies that they have dealt with in the past will be allowed to buy their equities, and thereby clearly skimming out and totally excluding persons as well as entities from Niger Delta, knowing that our people has grossly been marginalized in the past and not allowed to deal with the Shell Development Petroleum Corporation, and therefore not being part of that category. We consider this deliberate evil attempt by Shell to deal with only companies which they have done business with in past for the sale of their concessions as being highly repugnant to natural justice, equity and good conscience, and especially targeted at discriminating against the people and land of Niger Delta, and as such must be met with extreme resistance by our people and other well-meaning and right-thinking members of the public, they lamented. The petition, which was signed by Chairman South South Youth Leader Forum Ambassador Odiedim Amechere, the Chairman, Coalition of Niger Delta Ethnic Nationalities, and President, River State Youth Federation, Comrade Adokiye Majito, President, Federation Union of Ogoni Youths Worldwide, Ambassador Kanule Mwiya, President Edo Youth Council, Aluya Dauda Okodwa, and spokesperson Ejo Lawyers Association, Mr. Kelvin Zige, warned of dire consequences should injustice not be reversed, since it is very obvious that Shell is conniving with haters of Niger Delta to cripple the land and people of the region economically. We wish to state that while they may have the right to sell to whomever they wish, such person can never step a foot on our soil to operate such concessions as enough is enough. It must be stated that the activities of Shell in Ogoniland and the attendant disaster is still very fresh in our memory, and their antics now known by all, but we shall stop them this time around. Finally, sir, we call on you to swing into action and address this injustice, which certainly has the potential to generate avoidable crisis between the people of Niger Delta, Shell, and indeed those who are instigating Shell to proceed on such an uncivil behavior. We therefore urge that a quick action is taken, as our people are running out of patience and the temptation for self-help is mounting, they concluded. This is Radio Biafra, this is the AM edition. We are reaching from London. Of course, a lot of atrocities have been committed against our people. We stand with every human on this planet Earth fighting for their freedom, for justice, and self-emancipation. But it is also instructive for us to understand that people of the old eastern region, including the so-called Niger Delta, South-South, and Southeast, as it is now, we are pitched against one another by the Hausa, Fulani, Oligarchy, and the Yorubas, especially Awolowo and his agents, that the Igbos are the problem in the Niger Delta and against the people of Niger Delta. And we are saying here that we are now experiencing a reversal. The truth is being led by the Igbos are at peace with their neighbors. The people who are causing havoc remain the Hausa, Fulani oligarchs. And it is very instructive that we advise ourselves accordingly. We are one people, but they have divided us. This is very unfortunate. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. My name is Uchenna Four, and I will take a break and come back.
Get you down on your number. Get you down on your number.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Of course, this is the course we are taking this morning. The program you are listening to is a live program. It is a live broadcast, and we are on course. We are reporting that the former head of state, General Yakubu Gowon, who of course remains the most notorious war criminal on this planet Earth ever to live, he is still walking around. He is reputed, and he presided over the massacring and the wiping away of over 3.5 million Biafrans, men, women, and children. And the world has looked the other way, and with the massive support of the British government in those days, the government of Harold Wilson, they have consistently maintained that they did the right thing for killing Biafrans, even though they are still killing us to date. Nobody's saying anything. It is instructive and very important that the British government, the present British government, must look into this and apologize to Biafrans and do the right thing. And that right thing to do is to restore Biafra, is to allow referendum to be conducted in that particular zoo called Nigeria, just as they allowed a referendum in the United Kingdom for the Scottish people. Let everybody decide whether they want to be in Nigeria or not. But the problem is, they are not after the people who own the land, they are after the resources of the people who own the land. And you cannot, as always, as the normal saying goes, and the reality has it, you cannot take the resources of the people and ignore the people. The people are more important than the resources therein. Because it is when you get the cooperation of the people that you will be able to operate peacefully and in a more respectful manner. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are reporting that the former head of state and the arch war criminal, the most notorious criminal on this planet Earth, General Yakubu Gowon, who has now turned a fake Christian and has formed a group called Nigeria Prays, has turned 80 years. He has turned 80. And he is, of course, confronted with a lot of challenges and nemesis. He is trying to rewrite history. But unfortunately, history itself has a way of repeating itself. You cannot escape the evil the consequences of the abomination committed against a group of people who are fighting for their freedom. What goes up must come down, and Nigeria and Nigerians must continue to go from one calamity to the other until the corrupt edifice collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes the majesty original owners of the land, among whom are Biafrans. This is a prayer that is already accepted by God Almighty, because you cannot share blood and claim impunity and feign ignorance and continue to move ahead pretending that nothing is happening. Gowon has said the unity of Nigeria was non-negotiable and urged Nigerians, irrespective of religious, ethnic and political divides, to work towards ensuring the unity of the zoo. Gowon said the great success which he achieved while in office were possibly only with the cooperation of those who served as his advisors at the time. Speaking yesterday in Abuja during his remark at the 80th birthday lecture organized in his honor, the former military leader insisted that his achievements as a former head of state would not have been possible without the support of Nigerians, particularly his advisors. He urged Nigerians to strive towards ensuring the sustenance of the unity and development of the country which his administration fought for. Speaking at the occasion, former head of interim national government, Chief Ernest Shenekon, described General Gowon as a humble, simple, and God-fearing leader. He noted that Gowon was a great leader who believes in leadership by example. He said the former head of state was a great believer of the unity of Nigeria in spite of the country's adversity. Shenekon said Gowon's belief in One Nigeria led to the establishment of the National Youth Service Corps during his tenure. His mark and positive contribution to the development of the country will continue to speak for him. One lesson I want us to take home is that we should learn to respect our constituted authorities and stop running them down. If we continue to run our leaders down, no foreigner will come and develop our country for us. This is a long one, but the most important thing here is that Gowon must face the consequences of his actions, whether he's alive or death. His generation will not be left out. It is as simple as that. Anybody close to Gowon must impress upon him that whatever is before him today, whatever he's experiencing today, is not just a man-made kind of thing. It is spiritual. It is moral spiritual, because he murdered sleep, and so he will not sleep. He has shed blood. There is blood in his hands, and he will pay dearly for it. If he does not confess at this particular point in time, when his head and body are still together, before he dies, he must confess. He must confess. This is Radio Biafra, and this is the AM edition we are reaching from London. And we are also reporting that Nigerian government yesterday said it has reached a ceasefire deal with the Boko Haram sect to halt all confrontations with the Chief of Defense Staff, Air Chief Marshal Alex, issuing a directive to the service chiefs of the Army, Navy, Air Force and Inspector General of Police to comply with the ceasefire agreement in all theaters of operations. In a telephone chat with Sunday Vanguard, Director of Defense Information Major General Chris Olukolade confirmed the Chief of Defense Staff's directive to service chiefs to respect the ceasefire agreement has been received at the various services headquarters. I don't know how this news is written, but I will go ahead. The deal was also confirmed by the Senior Special Assistant to the President on Public Affairs, Dr. Doyin Okupe, yesterday. The Voice of America had quoted President Goodluck Jonathan's Principal Private Secretary, Ambassador Hassan Tuko, as disclosing the breakthrough. He spoke to the VOA in Saudi Arabia, where the talks, which were brokered by officials of Chad and Cameroon, were taking place. According to the international radio, a man, Danladi Amadou, who said that he was the Secretary General of Boko Haram, told VOA on Thursday that the Chibok girls were in good condition and unharmed. The report said that Boko Haram did not elaborate on the conditions under which the girls will be freed, and the authorities of Saudi Arabia were not involved in the negotiations. Following the development, hope rose last night on the possibility of the release of over 200 girls who were seized from a school in Chibok, Borno State, last April. This is Radio Biafra, and of course, we continue to take everything these people are saying with a pinch of salt. And we continue to advise our people that there is no protection for them anywhere outside Biafra and its environs, that the best way forward is to go back home, no matter how difficult it is. If you do not move when you are alive, you will be inevitably moved when you are dead. And this is a more shameful thing. Those who claim to be Lagosians, those who claim to be indigenous of Abuja, those who claim to be Igbos of northern Nigeria, your disgrace is very much around the corner, because you do not own those places. You cannot be a non-indigent, you cannot be a tenant, and all of a sudden you turn a landlord. There are people who own Lagos, and there are people who own Abuja, there are people who own Kano. Kano belongs to somebody. Lagos belongs to somebody. Abuja belongs to somebody. And so is all other and so are all other cities in the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. And no matter what you do, you are making ridicule of yourselves, because at the right time and very soon, you will be shown the way. It is either you are dead or you are alive. This is Radio Biafra, and this is the AM edition, and we are reaching from London. And we are also reporting that the UK generals and others have sought military support for Nigeria over Boko Haram. At a time, Nigeria's efforts to combat the Boko Haram insurgency are being frustrated by the United States of America and South Africa. The country may get ample support from the United Kingdom if a coalition of former government ministers and generals had their way. Pained by the continued stay in captivity of the 216 Chibok schoolgirls 6 months after their abduction by Boko Haram insurgents, leading UK figures from the worlds of politics and defence, according to a UK tabloid, The Independent, has signed a letter demanding international military assistance to Nigeria. Specifically, they want Britain to help provide coordinated international military assistance to Nigeria to tackle the brutal forces of Boko Haram. In spite of an international campaign, no diplomatic or military progress has been made to secure the release of the Chibok girls, while Western attention has shifted to the problems of Islamic fundamentalism in Iraq and Syria, where kidnapping of young girls and women has also been carried out by ISIS. In a letter to The Independent, Foreign Affairs experts, including former Foreign Secretary Sir Malcolm Rifkind, MP, Lord Ashdown, former leader of the Liberal Democrats, former Labour Defence Secretary Bob Ainsworth, and former Africa ministers said there is a compelling moral argument for international intervention against Boko Haram. Boko Haram and ISIS form a key part of a growing, well-organized international terror network that has posed a direct threat to UK national security. They must be stopped, they said, and called for a coordinated Commonwealth-led military assistance program for the Nigerian security forces in their campaign against Boko Haram and increased international intelligence support and training for the Nigerian government and military. Mark Simons, a signatory and former African minister, said there is more that needs to be done to support Nigeria in the fight against Boko Haram. We are not talking boots on the ground, but we should be thinking about helping the Nigerian armed forces with training, procurement, and with analyzing intelligence. It is very, very obvious that those who do not understand the geopolitics of the so-called Nigeria are talking. Once again, they are supporting the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy. They are invariably supporting what arguably is known as a divided country, because half of, or more than half of, the Nigerian military personnel are from the north, and they are members of Boko Haram or have sympathy for them, and that any assistance given to the Nigerian government, Nigerian army, Nigerian defense department is invariably going to be in the hands of Boko Haram insurgents and their supporters within Nigerian military. And it is going to, as always, be counterproductive. I understand, and it is very important that we stress this, that these people saying this know what the issues are, or that they are completely ignorant. They have to understand what is going on, that the people who are holding the zoo called Nigeria together today are one Nigerianist from Biafra land who find themselves within the Nigerian military. They are the people at the forefront trying to defend and protect the territorial integrity of the most corrupt edifice called Nigeria, without knowing that they are being used as guinea pig. When it comes to fighting Boko Haram in the field, the commanders, those who are supposed to know, will tell them not to shoot, and then Boko Haram will overrun everywhere and even take over the weapons that belong to the Zulu army. This is very unfortunate, and this is something these people have failed to understand. They are fighting Boko Haram, but they know they will not defeat Boko Haram, because Boko Haram is a branch, or rather has developed some kind of level of cooperation with ISIS and the wider terror network across the world, and you cannot defeat an ideology. If Boko Haram and their sponsors, especially the APC politicians led by Muhammad Buhari and the likes of IBB and Abdulsalami Abubakar, and the civilian politicians in the modes of Atiku Abubakar and the rest, if Boko Haram is to be defeated, these people must be hunted down and be made to face the full wrath of the law. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching from London. For the Biafrans living in those parts of the zoo called Nigeria, the time is now for you to begin to head home, head eastwards, your fatherland. There are so much opportunities there, only if you can come together and to do one simple thing: commit yourself to the unadulterated development of Biafra land and its environs. And you will see the West African sub-region, the whole of Africa, even the so-called Northern Hausa, Fulani, oligarchy connected businesses, you see them coming to Biafra land. It is also very unfortunate that Jonathan is playing politics just like every other Nigerian leader with the feelings of our people. He has said that he will build a second bridge across the Niger. Not just that he has said that, it is a public-private partnership kind of arrangement and not necessarily being sponsored by the Nigerian government. That is supposed to be a federal project, but the people of Biafra are being made to cough out money to fund that project, whereas there are other projects like that in the north being funded directly by the Nigerian government. There are others in different parts of so-called Niger Delta being sponsored by the Nigerian government. Why is that of the Igbo land of Biafra extraction different? Why are we not confronting these people? Why must we allow this Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the most corrupt set of human beings on this planet Earth, to continue to trade with our sentiments? This is very important, and we must do something now and not tomorrow. We are also reporting that ahead of the formal declaration of President Goodluck Jonathan's presidential ambition for second term, a group under the aegis of the Niger Delta Youth for Jonathan yesterday submitted a letter to the national chairman of the People's Democratic Party, Alhaji Adamu Muazu, intimating him of their readiness to storm the party's national secretariat on Wednesday next week and pick the president's expression of interest and nomination forms. According to the group, President Goodluck Jonathan was not aware that they were coming to the PDP National Secretariat on Wednesday to pick the expression of interest form for 2 million naira and nomination form for 20 million naira, totaling 22 million naira, led by Prince Ebile Dudu. The letter, the group said, we the Niger Delta Youth for Jonathan and our sister groups in the five geopolitical zones wish to appreciate your singular and collective support of the National Executive Committee of our great party, People's Democratic Party, towards the continuation of the transformation agenda of Mr. President 2015. We want to purchase the expression of interest form and nomination form for Mr. President, His Excellency Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, at the national headquarters of our great party, PDP, on Wednesday, 22nd October 2014. I cannot continue with this, but what we are taking away from this particular issue, this particular news, is that it is the same pattern across the board. The politicians arrange themselves, they arrange their cronies, they form groups, and they divert funds meant for public projects to these organizations, and they claim that they are the people purchasing all these funds. We are watching with keen interest, but more importantly, the need for us to extricate ourselves from this abominable contraption called Nigeria.
Yeah.
And last in the news, the Australian negotiator Dr. Stephen Davis yesterday raised the alarm that innocent volunteers from Shehiri community in Borno State who have been assisting in catering for widows, orphans and other internally displaced persons had been arrested by the Department of State Security DSS. He did not, however, give the number of those arrested and where they were being detained. As the DSS was yet to respond to our inquiry on the matter, that's according to Vanguard newspaper. At the time of going to the press, the deputy director in charge of media of the DSS, Melvin Auger, did not respond to calls made to their mobile. Stephen Davis, of course, should be treated with caution because he has been involved in a number of questionable deals. He does not report the real thing. That is my own submission. Or that what he reports are being distorted. There is this suspicion that is being sponsored by a group who has, of course, given him huge amount of money. This is Radio Biafra, and this is your platform. This is the AM edition. We are reaching from London. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcasts, and the most important aspect of this news item this morning remains the conference, or rather the town hall meeting in Manchester tomorrow, which will be presided over by the director, Nnamdi Kanu. That meeting, that conference, that town hall gathering is very important, and every indigenous citizen of Biafra living around Manchester and its environs are requested to be part of it. In this connection, and with regards and reference to other sundry issues, we are joined in this program by the director, Nnamdi Kanu, who has just come in from the United States of America. We want to hear what he has to say. This is the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. Director, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you very, very, very much, Uche. Thank you very much, and good morning to all Biafrans. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to almost all of you, wherever you may be. I came in not too long ago. I just came in from the airport. It's now been up to 5 minutes. And it's a very good thing that you're hosting the program this morning. And regarding the town hall meeting tomorrow to be held in Manchester, I've instructed for maximum publicity to be given to that very event. Everybody with every question to ask, every allegation made. I said every. In other words, nothing will be spared tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the tsunami edition when we sunk the deceivers and the cheats, the liars of Bilie Human Rights Initiative. I was in Lagos. I called it the Armageddon. But tomorrow we are cleansing our house from the inside out. I call it the tsunami, because when tsunami comes, it will come in. And when it's going, it will wash away all the death. Tomorrow we are going to do this thing publicly, live before the whole world, because I believe in the inscrutability of not just me as a person, but the entire editorial stance of Radio Biafra and this entire struggle. People should not despair because our people are not mentally strong. We are building them for what is to come. All these little things are training for when the big boys come in, because the British will go after us. The Americans will say things about us when the time comes. We are preparing our people. Irrelevant vagabonds and idiots will come up. If you hear your name on Radio Biafra and you think you have become popular, you can, you know, you want to flex your muscles, your wings will be clipped. You go back to the same oblivion from which you came. Nobody knew these people until we raised them. Now we're about to show them the type of stuff you are made up of. I don't run away from any battle, and tomorrow is going to be a very fine example of that. I am going to meet every single line of the allegation head on. I will give it the same treatment I gave to Lugard, Lugard's amalgamation. Tomorrow, the same allegation against me and the editorial stance of Radio Biafra, I will go through line by line. I will address each and every one of them. I will mention the names of those that sent them, those who are remote controlling this very boy. I will mention their names live on air. I will go back to the genesis of the problem, the beginning, the source of it, to let our people understand that indeed we are not only incorruptible, but whiter than white and whiter than snow. I liken it to exams. You know, when you go to school sometimes, once in a while they test you, they give you a test, or it's called exams, or even mock exams, to see if what you're learning is actually sinking in. So once in a while we'll have this type of eruption. I expect two more eruptions to happen before we know those who are joining Biafrans or not. Some of you may become popular because you call Radio Biafra, your name is known. One day the devil may go inside you. You want to try your luck to see where others have failed if you succeed. You will fail. That is a guarantee. And after tomorrow, I can assure everybody, this very idiot and those that sent him will no longer speak. I feel sorry for them. After tomorrow, they will no longer speak in public. I have asked for money to be given to him. I have asked for food to be provided and accommodation given to him to transport him from wherever he is to Manchester tomorrow. I want him to stand up before the world to repeat his allegation. That is the way I love to operate. And I may be able to address him, ask him questions, and he will answer. He will ask me and I will answer. And then Biafran people will know who the idiot is at the end of the day. That is the way I operate. That is exactly what is going to happen tomorrow. The integrity of what we are doing is paramount. Some people in Biafra land, that Enugu to be precise, having been dominated by Satan. And as I said before, there is something about home which I don't quite understand. Anybody who, why is it that when our people stay back home to do Biafra, invariably, something goes wrong with them? I intend to find out. I intend to find out tomorrow. We'll cure that very disease tomorrow. And I am going to Biafra land this month, not next month. I don't do Biafra on Facebook. We use it for publicity because BBC will not talk about us, because Al Jazeera will not talk about Biafra. So we use the only popular mass media to propagate our message. And that is why we are there. And we will remain there. And the truth must be spoken on that very platform now and beyond, up until the coming of Biafra. Even when Biafra is established and running, the truth must continue to be spoken. People think that they can be like us. Oh, why can't I be as popular as Nnamdi Kanu, Uchemefo, Bestemann Mizu? Why can't I be like Aron? Oh, I want to be popular. Oh, now I am popular. People are hearing my name. Let me try and flex my muscle and see who I am. These people that want us to reveal where our transmitter is for our enemy. No, tomorrow, come to Penitent House. Tomorrow, they will hear things they've never heard before. Everybody should prepare. Whatever you're doing, we will be in Manchester Town Hall meeting starting from 5 p.m. in the evening. Every shred of allegation, the invitation is open to everybody, including the criminals working for Rocha Sokorocha and APC Boko Haram. They are welcome to come. If they don't have money, we'll provide money for them to take transportation and come down. And the world will be able to witness a proper tsunami. The cleansing of Biafra. We are talking about cleansing, phase two being about cleansing. I never knew that we have to start the cleansing from inside our own house, and that is exactly what we are going to do. And as you know, UTMFO, we don't go back. We never retreat. We don't surrender. Every enemy we have come across, we have defeated. This one will be crushed into the ground as well. Every enemy defeated, they have come back to beg. All of them, starting from the beginning till today, they are still begging, and we said no. The same shall happen to this group of people. We set an example with them that in their next life, they will understand that the price for treachery is death. When I fight to the finish. I don't fight and stop halfway. Wasilike will testify to that. And very soon, Peter also will testify to that. They are in for one hell of a shock tomorrow. Tomorrow, 5 p.m., there will be a tsunami. And after that, things can never be the same anymore. The only people left standing will be those with us who will go forward to get Biafra. But many people will leave tomorrow. After tomorrow's broadcast, a lot of people will go. Maybe the gossip can continue. Maybe, let's say, 4 or 5 days, 4.5 days, and we go back to normal. We are marching ahead, and we are relentless. What they are trying to do is because they know that we are raising money to go and buy weapons. They want to stop us from acquiring that weapon. That is why they are coming up with all this nonsense. All these people, after our atonement, during atonement, I pray that Ashikwa Abiyama reveal those who are true Biafrans and those who are fake. And the fake ones have emerged and have been swept by the wayside. Now they will understand that when I fight to death. I don't fight to survive. I fight to death. Either you collapse or I collapse. One thing must happen. They're about to witness it. And their lives will never be the same after tomorrow. I feel sorry for them. Honestly, I do.
Yes, so you know what? You are even saying that they want us to review where the transmitter is and other things. They have actually gone ahead. Those who are in the know in Biafra land, they have gone ahead to corroborate with Nigerian government about the transmitter itself. So where the transmitter is no longer news to the enemies via courtesy of those who are supposed to know, courtesy of those who are insiders. And you begin to ask yourselves, what have come against these people, or what have come on them, what have become of them? You begin to ask yourself, what are they looking for? You begin to ask themselves, yourselves, what are all these inbox messages about? What are all these formidabilities about?
They are talking about formidability because Radio Biafra gave them the platform to become formidable. They are talking about formidability because I happen to be an enlightened man. I am educated in England. I believe in freedom of expression, freedom of speech. As I said before, that is why Africa is so backward. Africans are primitive because they want somebody who will dictate to them and force and subjugate them. I'm not like that. Because I run a very open door policy, anybody can come in, you can say anything you like, and I welcome it. Because I want exchange of views and ideas. They took it too far, Richard, they took it too far. They are trying to undermine what we are doing. I remind you of one thing, which I will repeat tomorrow. I don't know if you have read Julius Caesar before, the book Julius Caesar. You know, Julius Caesar did nothing wrong. Julius Caesar went to Gaul and won a very famous victory for the Roman Empire. Have been to places and conquered lands for the glory of Rome. When he came back to Rome, the only thing they paid him with was treachery and backstabbing caused by a man called Cassius. Cassius managed to convince Brutus. Even Brutus did not have any evidence that Caesar did anything wrong. They said, oh, Caesar wants to be a dictator. He wants to be a king. But Caesar was offered the crown 3 times. He rejected it 3 times. Yet, the greed and the envy in the minds of some members of the Senate said this man must die. And they killed Caesar. I don't intend to be Caesar. I have fought for my country and will continue to fight for them. If I'm going to fall, I want to fall at the hands of a credible enemy, not a bunch of gossipers. If I want to fall, I want to fall in battle against Nigeria, not against idiots, who we are nobody up until a few months ago when we raised them up. Now we are going to crush them tomorrow. And may God have mercy. May Chukwu Abiyama have pity on their soul. Because after tomorrow, I can assure you they will no longer show their faces in public anymore.
Yes, and it is very important as well that every indigenous citizen of Biafra advising him or herself very well. If you want any credible information, if it does not come from the principal officers of state, and if it does not come from Radio Biafra editorial board, then it is not real information and you are on your own. Because there are even those principal officers of state who we don't know where they are at the moment. We don't know where they stand. So if you want any credible information, come to Radio Biafra, and especially from the editorial board at the moment, and other principal officers of state. If anybody inboxes you of any information, anything at all, verify it. You must verify it. Otherwise, you will be in for a shock. You are on your own. It is very important that we make our people understand this. It is very important that the indigenous people of Biafra know what they are standing for and what they are fighting for. There are a lot of information in this second phase. People have said there is nothing like second phase, but we can categorically tell you that second phase of the quest for the restoration of Biafra is in earnest, and it is in full swing. And you are not entitled to know everything. If you do not get any information, know that you are not supposed to get that information. It is not meant for you.
On this point, because what you're saying is very critical. You know, this is why I don't want to do freedom fighting with people who are stark compound illiterates. I ask them to go and study. Go and Google freedom fighting and see what it's all about. It is not everybody who is supposed to be in charge of certain information. Let me give you an example. Oh, I don't want to reveal too many things tomorrow. People are using blackmail because I told you, because you have seen the transmitter. Because you know where it is. You are trying to blackmail to get your way using that information. I took some rats, some vagabonds, to our training camp. I instructed our man on the ground to take some people I thought were human beings to our training camp. The idiot came on Facebook and said, oh, I know where they are training their soldiers. Can you believe such a thing? I don't know the type of God that made these idiots. I don't know what makes them think that they should be privy to every information, every secret information. Even in the United Kingdom, there are some things that even the Prime Minister doesn't know that is being done in the name of the country. The Queen doesn't know. It is on a need-to-know basis. Why would people ask us to come in front of the whole world to tell them our strategy and our plan? I can't ponder. Oh, Kwachineke Grending, are they human beings at all? These idiots? Are they human beings? Oh, phase two is not working. Who told you it's not working? The fact you don't know about it does not mean it's not working. It doesn't mean that. You don't know. Because we don't want to tell you. If we tell you, you cannot control your mouth. You can't control your emotion. You think you've arrived. You start to blackmail people. That is exactly what is going on right now. But I thank Tuku Abiyama that he's flushing them out. I want to let them understand that Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come and not man. Tomorrow I prove it to them. Tomorrow it will be proven to them once and for all time that anybody will tell you is evil, eventually it happens, it comes to light. They don't know what we know. They think they may be there at home. They know. No, they don't. We know more than they know. And tomorrow, which is the world, will know something as well. Go ahead.
Yes, of course, you have said it all. There is no need probably spilling the beans. You know, I think it is more, it will be more valuable to reserve the most important aspect of what is to be done tomorrow for tomorrow and not, you know, discussing it this time around. For me, I mean, this piece of information, this piece of discussion has made this morning's program what it should be, because we have been discussing about developments in the zoo and how.
And Uche, please.
Sorry, go ahead.
Add one thing. Uche Mefo, you are my deputy. You are responsible for where we are today in terms of this struggle. But any day you put one foot wrong, you'll be out. Any day you put one foot wrong, you are out.
The reason why I'm saying this is to let people understand that God in heaven is my witness. There is nothing that will stop us from accomplishing Biafra, myself included. Nothing will stop it. I want them to understand that. They have never seen somebody that reasons or sees things the way I do. Now they're about to see it. Anytime I start something, I do not stop. I never, ever stop until I accomplish it. Never. Ask my father and he will tell you. Anybody, regardless of who you are, if you think you are popular, your name is known everywhere, you will be out. Out. Everybody must understand this. It is command and control or else. That was the same envy that led them to try to rubbish Onwuah Tuegu. Until I went and researched who Onwuah Tuegu was. Do you know that Onwuah Tuegu was winning battle after battle? Some generals were going to Ojukwu telling Ojukwu his publicity stunt. Onwuah Tuegu is interested in publicity. But this man took Omuahia two times with half of the troops that Achuzien wasted at Owerri. Onwuah Tuegu. But the only way we paid Onwuah Tuegu back was to go to Ojukwu and be gossiping. Igbo men are sick in the head. They are mad. And tomorrow I'll kill them. I'll kill them tomorrow. Please go ahead.
Yes. This juncture is very important, of course. What you said is spot on. That there is nobody is indispensable in this struggle. If anybody is found wanting, including the director himself who has also said this, he will be shown the way because Biafra is more than every other. Likewise, myself, which I'm a fool, I am deputizing director of Radio Biafra. Any day I'm found wanting, I am going. So people who are thinking, who are being deceived by their overbloated sense of importance, should advise themselves accordingly. That Biafra is more than any one of us put together. But for us to restore Biafra, there has to be some kind of sanity. Somebody must do something. Somebody must be at the helm of affairs. And that is what we have here. Director Nnamdi Kanu is going to lead this struggle to its logical conclusion, whether anybody likes it or not. The simple reason is that when he was worrying in wilderness, none of these people making mouth were anywhere to be found. And when the soup was ready, everybody has come out. And more importantly, none of us can do what the director of Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu is doing at the moment. You can't do it. You can't give what you don't have. This is a simple lesson of life. It is a fact. You cannot give what you don't have. If you try it, you will live in disgrace. None of you, including myself, will do what Nnamdi Kanu is doing. And so honor should be given to whom honor is due. At the same time, you have ample opportunity to come and serve Biafra in any capacity you wanted. But none of us have proved what it takes to give a direction to this movement. And till date, envy and jealousy and backbiting and sabotage has been the lot of a number of us, especially the principal officers among us. It is important that we continue to maintain here that the spirit and principle of meritocracy will always be directing our affairs. If we dwell in mediocrity, that is the end of us. And more importantly, if we derail from what God has told us to do, that is the end of Biafra. Director, I hand over to you.
Yes, I believe that I'm just coming in. I'm still wearing the same clothes I wore when I boarded the plane yesterday in Washington, D.C. I commend you, the entire editorial board, Barrister Mamizu, everybody, for holding the ship, because this is training. I don't want our people to despair. We are training ourselves, because the Yoruba media, the might of the Yoruba media will fall upon us very soon. They will combine with Hausa people. And those of them who don't know how potent and how powerful
Radio Biafra is, today Boko Haram is making peace because they've been told, the British government have told them that they don't have any justification to go after us as long as Boko Haram is killing people. So that is why today they are trotting out, they are now being peaceful, because they know that Boko Haram is the sure, is the passport for us to go and get Biafra, because nobody can question the agitation for Biafra when Boko Haram are killing people. Our people must, so we have battles to fight. The battles are coming. But I know also that Satan will be using our people from, you know, somebody can be normal sometimes. You look normal. From nowhere, the devil can go inside you and begin to talk. It's not you know anymore talking. It's just, I refer you and our listeners to, there's a movie I want everybody to watch. Tears of the Sun. I don't know if you've seen it, the movie yourself, Uche.
Yes, yes.
It was acted by Bruce Willis. Do you know that even Bruce Willis himself and Hollywood actors and directors, they know that an Igbo man is a harbinger of saboteur instinct? Do you know that in that same movie, they portrayed Igbo men as saboteurs? One of them betrayed them. So anytime as we are going, there will be betrayers. Even amongst directorates, betrayers will be coming and they will be handed out, of course. They'll get away. And we keep marching on. Because these are the people that want me to be at home. Oh, come. I was at home. They said, go and look for money to buy weapons. I've come to look for money to buy weapons. Oh, come home. What utter nonsense. 5 o'clock tomorrow. The world will come to a standstill. And they will know that we are indeed not only incorruptible, but whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. Envy and jealousy, also cause one gas boogie, and do nothing. Nothing. You go to Nigeria and tell them, our informants within Nigeria will tell us exactly what you said and who you met. I have said this before and I will repeat it. I have 3 plans anytime I do something. 3. Those who are closest to me, they know 2. Those who are on the periphery, they know 1. So that even if you compromise 1 and 2, the 3rd option is still there. I will continue functioning. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will never let us down. I said to him in Jerusalem, if you know you're going to bring me out and I fail halfway, leave me alone, let me go and do what I'm doing. He said he will never fail. That temptation and tribulations will come, but they will all be surmounted, and tomorrow will surmount this very wretched idiot. I will march on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and of course the principal, the most principal senior officer of state and the arrowhead of this movement, whether anybody likes it or not, speaking to us at this particular point in time. I will now go to the line. I will take one call and close this program, because we have discussed all that we need to discuss. The news headlines are just secondary issues. The most important thing that matters has been discussed in the last few minutes. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Tochukwu Nwankwo. I'm calling from Sweden.
Right, where do you come from in Biafra land, please?
I come from Anambra State, Agota local government.
Yeah, what is your town, please?
In Kinga, to be precise.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Mm.
And thank you for holding.
No, it's okay, don't worry, like, everything is for us, you know. So, like, I was listening to our director this morning. I like, you know, yesterday night, I see those things that they are posting in Facebook and everything, and I see the comment that people are making. Director don't need to worry, because we are even dealing with him, like, already on Facebook. Like, you know, nobody believes him, like, he's a stupid person. He's very, very stupid. He doesn't know what he's saying. He, like, he's confused. He's a confused person. You understand? He doesn't have any point. No point. He's pointless. You understand? So, like, director don't need to worry. Like, don't worry about something that is nothing. If he wants, he can come out, like, we're going to die together. Now! He's a stupid man. This is irrelevant. This is nobody. We have better things to face on. He's not this stupid person. All of them are stupid. You understand? So, like, this is nothing. This is nothing to worry about. That's what I'm trying to say. This cannot even be, like, I'm even angry said that this is taking on our program this morning. Like, this is stupid. Because the same person that is talking, even yesterday night, he did not sleep. He did not sleep. If he's not being paid, how can you be at work and saying rubbish, something that don't make sense? Just be at work and trying to convince people, and still you cannot even convince even one person. All the people that you that is writing on you and telling you that what you are saying is rubbish, and some are even insulting you, and you still be stand the shame and be at work and doing this job. This show that they have been paid, so there is no need to talk about these people.
Yes, my brother, you will continue. Just let me just say something here.
Yeah.
We need to talk about this. We need to treat it the way it should be, because what you are saying is not all that you are saying or all that are behind it. What is behind what you're saying is more than what you're saying, and it is not only one person. This is a coordinated action, and so we must face them head on. It is very important that we have patience until tomorrow. Tomorrow in Manchester, everything will be laid bare. But what I can tell you now is that your observation is well taken, your contribution is well taken, but what you are saying is just a tip of the iceberg, because this is a coordinated action from different people with dark hearts. And what we have to say here at this particular point in time is that Biafra restoration, Biafra is different from personal issues. And any personal issue you have with somebody should be treated the appropriate way. If you come such that you will disrupt the entire Biafra family, or you will derail the Biafra restoration project, you will end up being crushed, because Biafra is more than all of us put together. This is Radio Biafra. If you have something else to say, please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you so much for what you said. I understand what you said, and but I just want to let anybody that is sending anything, they should take me off from their feed. I'm not even friend with them. I don't know why they are posting all these things in my page. Like, they should, because, you know, like, this Biafra of 18, you know, like, there is nobody that can take it away from me. There is nothing you can do. There is nothing you can say that you're going to push me away from Biafra. Like, it's not possible. So they are wasting their energy and their time sending me things on Facebook. That person is just wasting his time, you know. They should cut me off. He should focus on the people maybe that listen to him. Like, it's not disturb me on my Facebook, because my Facebook is just only for Biafra issue. It's not for nonsense. It's not for rubbish. So, like, please, I don't know how to. I've already written to him. Should not send me this rubbish again. I don't want to hear, I don't want to listen. I just believe in Biafra, and I believe in my director. Like, I believe my director is the right person to get Biafra for me. So there's nothing anybody in this world can say to me that will ever make me to go back. So it's irrelevant to me. That's what I want to say. And for myself, I don't know for you guys. Even the meeting and everything is irrelevant to me, because I believe in what I believe. I don't care. I don't give a shit about anything anybody is saying. I believe in Biafra. I believe in Biafra restoration, and I believe in my director.
Yes, my brother, okay. The meeting in Manchester is not for anybody. The meeting is to reshape and redirect the direction of the movement in the United Kingdom. It has never been done before. Just like director goes to different countries of the world, UK remains key, and we have to, you know, get our people together. This is about refocusing and energizing the UK chapter of Indigenous People of Biafra. It is not about anybody. But of course, the meeting will also be used to treat a lot of sundry issues that will put everybody in the right frame of mind.
Okay.
It is either we are in or we are out. And I thank you, my brother, for coming up.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
So much for good work too. Yeah, thank you.
Bye. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And there are so many callers on the line. Let us see if we can take this call. The callers on Skype, please. Exercise patience. Only one person can speak at a time. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. They are not talking.
Is Jai speaking to me?
Yes, you are live. You are not hearing me. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning.
And make it brief, my brother. Make it brief, please.
Okay, my name is Festus, and I'm calling from London here. Yes, I thank all of us of freedom, Biafrans all over the world, that is working hard to see that we achieve our goal. I thank each and every one of us. I know it has not been easy. A lot of things, you know, happening, a lot of things going on, but that will not deter us from what we are doing. Well, I'm calling in regard of our evangelism today. I'm calling in all Biafrans living in London to remember to be in Stratford today for our evangelism. I call on every officer to be there on time so that we do our normal thing. We send the message across as normal as we used to do it. Nobody should be deterred, nobody should be afraid, nobody should be scared for whatsoever. We are marching on.
Scared of what? There is no need for that, you know.
That's very good. That's where I stand. That's what I believe. So we should go ahead and do what we are doing, because we are doing the right thing we're supposed to do. So thank you, Chamofa. I don't want to take much time. Just to remind our people of our evangelism today.
Right. Thank you very much, Festus. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this has been the AM edition. And we have reached you from London. I will proceed to ending this program because we have, of course, talked, we have deliberated, and we thank all that have listened and those who have participated very much. And we urge you to join us in the evening, which is the second segment of the program, 7 p.m. Biafra time. That program will be anchored by the director, Nnamdi Kanu. But if anything changes, of course, we will let you know. This is Radio Biafra, and this is your platform. We hand over God, we hand over everything we are doing to God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith, and may He continue to renew us, may He continue to revive us, and more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. And for me, Uchemi Foyo, sincerely, it is good morning once again from London. Thank you.
Yeah.